Hello and welcome to the Anime and Chill podcast. My name is John, and today, bruh, we talking about Spider-Man. I'm telling you, this shit is next level, bruh. This new Spider-Man movie is next level. I am a huge fan of Spider-Man, have been since I was a little kid, and man, this movie delivers, bro. This movie delivers. It really does, to a Spider-Man and Marvel fan. Like, I fuck with Marvel. Like, Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, you know, ever since I was a kid, was like, that man, I looked up to that man, bro. Like, there's not many things I can point to in my life that I was just like, man, I fucking love that. Like, but Spider-Man was it, bro. Spider-Man was the one thing I was like, damn, I wish I could be that dude. Like, I mean, of course, like, most dudes, like, everyone wants to be, like, Spider-Man. It's like, he's like, kind of so many things that people want. It's like, he's super strong, he has superpowers, he saves people, he goes through hardships, but yet always conquers the hardships, he, you know, does all these things, he gets the girl, he gets the swing around crazy, high speed, like, he can do all these amazing things, and that's why, like, Spider-Man's probably the most popular superhero ever, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, man, we're talking about Spider-Man No Way Home. This movie I have been waiting on for a long, long time, man. We're going to get into spoilers at the end, and I'm not going to be going into, like, a full in-depth spoiler review, but we're going to be talking about, like, the ending of the movie and some, you know, big spoilers from the movie as well. But this first half will, of course, be no spoilers, so no need to worry about that. And yes, I know this is an anime podcast, but, like, come on, bro. Come on, bro. Everybody's watching this movie. Even if you're not a Marvel fan, you're watching this movie. Like, everyone is watching this Spider-Man movie. Like, one, it's Spider-Man. Like, Spider-Man's even more popular than the Avengers, bruh. Like, everyone fucks with Spider-Man, you know? And like, it, you know, it fits into that, like, otaku type culture, like, type of stuff, you know, like Marvel superheroes, like, all that. It all kind of fits in, you feel me? So that's why we're reviewing it, because I love this shit. It's so awesome, bro. It is so awesome, this movie, Spider-Man No Way Home. I'm telling you, bro, you need to watch this. I watched this opening day here in Las Vegas. The first showing, bro. The first showing at the theater. Motherfucker, I was there. Motherfucker, I showed up. Matinee. The matinee's cheap, bro. The matinee was $6. The matinee was $6. I got to watch Spider-Man for $6. Like, that movie, bro, this 2.5 hour, you know, long movie is amazing. Straight up, it is amazing. I will say, I do have a few quarrels with it in terms of, like, the pacing in the beginning. Like, the first 20 minutes of this film, I'm gonna be honest with you, it's not very good. Like, I mean, it's good in terms of, like, some aspects, but, like, a lot of these corny little jokes and, like, these little kiddie things kind of need to stop. Like, this is why a lot of people hate on Marvel, is because of the first 20 minutes of this movie, bro. And I mean, like, of course, Marvel's always throwing in jokes every, like, minute or so, but, like, the first 20 minutes of this movie, bro, it is so, like, it's not bad. Like, of course, like, in terms of, like, most movies, this is not bad. Like, the first 20 minutes is not bad, but, like, it is not the strongest, I will say. It is not the strongest, but like, after the first 20 minutes, bruh, it is near perfect, bruh. It is near perfect. But I do have, like, the quarrels with, like, the Peter Parker side of Tom Holland. Like, bro, we get it. He's Tom Holland. Like, yeah, everybody wants to fuck him, but, like, can we chill? Like, can I just see? I want to see Spider-Man, bro. I want to see Spidey. I don't want to see Tom. I get it. He's this little, you know, he plays a great, awkward little Peter Parker high schooler, even though he's, like, you know, he's older than me. He's, like, 25 or something. I don't even know how old Tom Holland is, but, like, he is not a, you know, 17-year-old high schooler. And it's just, like, it's a little cringy just to, like, see this crap. Like, you know, to see Zendaya, she did great. You know, all these actors are amazing, but, like, it's a little cringy for them to just be acting like high schoolers and whatnot. And like, the first 20 minutes of this film, maybe 25 minutes, like, really plays into that. And it's not like it breaks the film. Like, this is just my personal opinion, obviously, of the film. Like, it's a review. But, you know, that first 20 minutes definitely isn't the strongest. Like, it just ain't. It's not bad, but it's just not the strongest. Like, a lot of jokes. I really wish they would have, you know, when I was into the, you know, came into the theater, like, I wasn't in the best of moods in a sense. And, like, I was just ready for the smoke, bro. I was ready for the smoke of this movie, and I was ready to feel this, I was ready to feel this shit, bro. Like, you don't know how long I've been waiting for this movie, bro. Nobody was gonna spoil this. I was here, opening day, first showing. You know, nobody was going to spoil this for me. And like in the beginning, it's just like, it's why people kind of hate on Marvel for this like really fast paced. It was so fast paced in the beginning. And I get it. There's so much in this movie that they kind of needed to do that. There's so much in this movie. So I understand it now. But a lot of these little corny jokes, like, can't we just be serious for a moment, bruh? In the beginning, can't we just be serious for a minute? Like, we're flying by all these little jokes, like, bruh, like, this isn't really a spoiler, but, like, he's being interrogated by the police, and, like, all this crazy, like, crap's going down, and it's like, bruh, and then it's like, corny joke, haha. Like, I feel like in the beginning of this movie, there was just, like, so many crazy things happening in terms of, like, seriousness, like, bro, you just got exposed to the entire world that you're Peter Parker, and then like the FBI, like the federal agents are on your ass, and like, and there's just like, you know, these dudes are just cracking jokes, like bro, like, and trust me, that's what's great about Marvel. It's like kids can enjoy it, like small kids obviously, and like adults as well, but like, you know, I feel like there was really appealing to them 44-year-old, you know, house moms and you know, and stuff like that, just like with these corny little jokes that just really aren't that funny. It was, like, I mean, I wasn't laughing, but, like, I mean, there's a few chuckles, but, like, honestly, it was just, like, a little bit too fast-paced and just not that funny, and, like, I kind of wish we could take it more serious, but trust me, that first 20 minutes, like, personally didn't like it much, but maybe after rewatching, I might change my opinion on it. I don't know. At the end of the day, I still love this movie. Like, bruh, coming from a Spider-Man fan, Spider-Man, like, the Spider-Man fanatic, bruh. The Spider-Man fanatic. Not really. Like, I ain't got no posters of this, man. Like, you would never know I was a Spider-Man, like, fan. Like, I ain't know, like, you know, I don't have no comics of this dude. But, like, I played Spider-Man 2, the video game. I played the first Spider-Man video game. Played the shit out of these games, bruh. All the Spider-Man games. I always had them, bruh. I always had them. I'm telling you. And let me tell you something. This shit is it. If you're a Spider-Man fan. If you're a Marvel fan. If you're a superhero movie fan, this is it. And I can't, like, I'm not gonna get into exactly why, but like, just the pacing in this movie is so good. By the, you know, after the first 25 minutes, I think, like, once it hits the bridge and Doc Ock shows up, bruh, like, okay, everyone knows Doc Ock's in the movie. It's not a spoiler. Like, he's in the, like, he was in like three trailers or like two trailers. Like, everyone knows he shows up, right? So I'm like, bruh, whenever he shows up, the movie's like near perfect. Like, it's amazing. It's amazing from that point on. You're not going to be bored. You're not going to be, you know, everything gets a little bit more amped up. Yes, there's still jokes here and there, but like, they're very well done, much better jokes than in the beginning. And like, a lot less of the Peter Parker stuff. Cause like I said, we love Tom Holland. Tom Holland's amazing, amazing actor. Oh my gosh, he's so good. But like, I feel like with Tom Holland Spider-Man, it's always been a bit kiddie, right? It's been like a bit like, We're focusing so hard on Tom Holland, like the Peter Parker aspect, which is great. He does it great. But like, man, it would be cool to get like a super serious type of Spider-Man film, but also have those Peter Parker elements, right? Kind of like the Tobey Maguire series. Like, I really like that one because, you know, with Tom Holland versus like Tobey Maguire, here's like the biggest argument. Like, Tom Holland's a great Spider-Man and a great, like, even better, Peter Parker, right? He plays the awkward little kid, nerdy, you know, whatever the hell, really well. But, like, with Toby, it was more of, like, a, he was awesome at being Spider-Man. Like, he wasn't the best, but, like, it was more focused on Spider-Man, the aspect of Spider-Man. And, like, he played a, you know, he looked pretty awkward and stuff in the, like, if you've seen the first movie and the second Spider-Man and the third one, like, you understand how Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man is, right? But with Tom, it's like so focused on Peter Parker, and it's a bit much in that beginning of the film. But man, like, once we really get to see Doctor Strange, when Doctor Strange is coming in this bitch, telling you, bruh, like, I was forgetting that it was this movie. Like, I was like, hold up, when is Doctor Strange coming in? Because it actually took quite a while. Like I said, the first 25 minutes were a bit slow. And then, like, man, once we get to that Doctor Strange area, man, it starts picking up and like shit starts going down, man. Telling you, this movie's phenomenal. This movie is phenomenal. Like, to be honest with you, I don't understand how motherfuckers can't like Spider-Man, let alone like how motherfuckers can't like Marvel and shit. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, Spider-Man, I feel like everyone fucks with Spider-Man. There's no one that doesn't like Spider-Man. You feel me? like everyone's fucking with Spider-Man. Everyone's gonna see this. This is like easily the biggest movie of the year, bro. Easily the biggest movie of the year. And that's why I watched it opening day, because I don't want to get spoiled. Like the Avengers, I got spoiled, bro. I got spoiled on the damn Avengers. On Infinity War, got spoiled, you know? And when it comes to Spider-Man, that's not happening, bro. Y'all not doing me like this. Plus the hype that this movie had, bro. The hype that Spider-Man No Way Home had was insane. And like, because there's so many aspects, so many cameos that the audience is waiting for. So many things. And I have to tell you, man, this movie is it. It's like I've said this before in the review, but like, bro, it literally is so fucking good. Like, in so many aspects, like other than that first 20 minutes and like that few, the small quarrels I have with like Tom Holland, like they focus a little bit on Peter Parker too much. Like this shit just slaps, bro. It just fucking slaps. Just, I mean, Tom Holland's great, you know, as an actor. And like when he's Spider-Man, he's awesome. When he's Peter Parker, he's awesome. Like it's great. And just like the way that they take the story. So here's really, you know, we all seen the trailers, bro. Like I remember when they dropped the trailers, it got like 100 million views and like, or like 50 million views in 2 days, bro. Like everybody's seen this shit. Everybody's gonna go watch this shit. This is going to be probably the biggest, you know, it's probably gonna sell out more than Avengers or close to, or Avengers, what's that shit called? Endgame. It's gonna sell out close to that. Or surpass it easily, and well, maybe not because of like all the COVID stuff that happened. So I don't know, but because we're like still, I mean, obviously that stuff's kind of over, but like maybe it'll affect it a little bit. But even so, this is going to be like the biggest box office for years to come. I feel like, you know, since Endgame, I feel like, because this, and honestly, this movie deserves it, bro. This movie deserves it. If you're a fan of Spider-Man, like I said, you need to watch this movie. You need to watch this movie. That's all I'm going to say, bruh. That's all I'm going to say. Shit had me crying, bruh. Shit had me crying. And we're going to talk about in the spoilers why that is. But like, bruh, I'm telling you, just watch the damn movie. What you even listening to this shit for, bruh? Get your phone. Get your phone, okay? Get that shit. Order you some tickets. Order you some tickets. You feel me? Order you some tickets right now. Go get a matinee, bruh. Get a matinee. My shit for a matinee was $6. See, you ain't got $6, bruh. You ain't got $6. You ain't got $6, motherfucker. Go in the couch. Go in the couch. Start scrapping for quarters. Cause you better watch this shit. You gonna regret. I'm telling you, bro. Very few times with these huge Marvel movies, you know, you get spoiled if you don't watch it in the opening week, right? I've been spoiled. And I gotta tell you, watching this movie, just straight up, you know, I'm sitting in this chair. I wasn't on TikTok because it came out. It did come out in the UK a little bit earlier, like I think a day or two earlier than the US. I think it came out on the 15th, and today's the 17th. And I wasn't looking at no spoilers, bro. I wasn't on TikTok. I wasn't on this bullshit. I'm not getting spoiled, bro. Y'all not doing this to me. And like, I'm telling you, man, it was just amazing. Oh, it was just amazing. I want to talk about so many things in the spoil. Like, I want to talk about all the awesome things that happened in the spoilers. Like, and if you haven't seen it, just please, please watch it. Please watch this film. Like, because it's hard to talk about, like, everything that happens, like, how the story unfolds. But I will say this, like, trying not to spoil anything. This is, like, the clean slate for Tom Holland's Spider-Man, in a sense. Like, I like I said, I don't want to spoil anything, like, whatever, but... You know, after this, it's, like, gonna be way different, I feel like. And I'm telling you, that's what I'm fucking with, bro. Like the kiddie shit with this Tom Holland, the homecoming, the Far From Home, the Home Depot, the home wrecker, it kind of needs to chill. It kind of needs to chill with all these kiddie, you know, these kiddie jokes and all this other stuff. Like, I'm sure, you know, it's Marvel, so whenever they make that movie, the next Spider-Man, whenever that is, it's like, you know, it's gonna be great, like, and it's gonna have jokes, like a Marvel movie, but like, I just would like it to be a little bit more serious, because you're not Family Guy, bruh. You are not Saturday Night Live, Marvel. You're really not. We're not watching, like, a lot of people watch because, you know, Marvel movies are funny, like, but You're not Guardians of the Galaxy. This is Spider-Man, bro. This is Spider-Man. Guardians of the Galaxy needs the comedy. You know, you got Chris Pratt. You got Chris Pratt. And I mean, Tom Holland does a great job with, you know, the jokes, and so does the Ned dude and a lot of the other characters. But, you know, maybe we could take it a little bit more serious when the damn federal agents start rolling up on the high schoolers. You know, it's just a little goofy. It's a little too goofy at points, bro. But, man, the villains, bro, when the villains pop up, sheesh. You know, that shit changes. The shit changes, man. I'm telling you, bro. Like, I don't know what to talk about, because it's, like, hard to, like, not talk about stuff, like, and not spoil it, because I would never want to spoil this movie for somebody. But, yeah, man, it's insane, like, the amount of villains that pop up. I mean, obviously, this has all been in the trailer, so I'm not spoiling anyone, but, you know, it's Dr. Octavius from Spider-Man 2. It's Norman Osborn from Spider-Man 1. Who else? It's also Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx, bro. Jamie Foxx. Telling you, man, this man shined. This man shined. He's a fantastic actor. Fantastic actor. Jesus Christ was the Amazing Spider-Man 2 shit. But Jamie Foxx redeemed himself with that role in this movie. Because look, man, the Amazing Spider-Man 2 was not very amazing. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 was not very amazing. It was bad, bro. And that's coming from a huge Spider-Man fan. I mean, this isn't a Spider-Man 2 review, like, obviously. But, like, in that movie, just the whole script, like, a lot of just about the movie in general was bad. Just very bad. Not really the actors involved in it. They didn't do bad. But, like, just the whole story and arc and, like, a lot of the shit was bad in The Amazing Spider-Man 2. I don't think that's like a public, like a general consensus that The Amazing Spider-Man 2 was bad, right? Like, everybody knows this if you're a Spider-Man fan. But, like, moving on, Jamie Foxx, amazing. Oh my God, Norman Osborn, Willem Dafoe, bro. When I saw Willem Dafoe, like, oh my God, it's just so amazing, bro. It's so amazing. The performances in this movie, the acting performances. Tom Holland does amazing. What is his name? The Dr. Octavius actor. Oh, I forgot his name. But he does amazing. Oh, he does so, so good. And I loved his character in Spider-Man 2. Loved it. And just wow. Just wow. Willem Dafoe. This man, you know, is old as hell. And he can still act his ass off, bro. Telling you. This man was... Y'all know when Spider-Man 1 was made? That shit was made in fucking... It came out in 2001. You know, so they're filming it in like 2000, 1999 maybe, is when they start... Maybe not. Okay. Maybe they filmed it in like 2000, right? You know, and then it releases in 2001. I'm telling you, bro. 20 years later, this motherfucker, you know, he's still... bodies this character. He's fucking amazing. Willem Dafoe was like literally a goat in acting. Like, man, he's such a great goblin. He just picked up the role right from where he left it 20 years ago, man. Just amazing. Just an amazing performance from him. Jamie Foxx was funny as hell. He was so funny in this movie. Like, you wouldn't even expect that because he's a villain, but like, man, it's just so, so good the way that this movie all played out. Honestly, we're going to be getting into spoilers in a little bit, and I'm going to try and wrap it up because, like, there's so much to talk about in spoilers, honestly. But I will say this, you will not be disappointed if you watch this movie. I'm telling you right now, bro. I'm telling you right now, you need to order tickets, lady. You need to watch this movie. Don't let motherfuckers spoil this shit for you. Don't let motherfuckers spoil this shit for you, bro. Just buy some damn tickets. I don't care what you got to do. Just like buy some damn tickets, bro. But yeah, man, all the villains that show up, all the action is fucking phenomenal. The action is just so good. So good. So good. Other than the first 20 minutes of this film, you know, it's absolutely outstanding. It is absolutely outstanding, bro. Straight up. Straight up. I just can't even express, like, as a Spider-Man fan, how, like, happy I am, bro. Like, just after watching this movie. So, like, I'm telling you, you just gotta watch it. You just gotta watch it, and you'll understand. You know, this is probably one of my favorite Marvel movies, and I'm not even that big of a fan of, like, Tom Holland Spider-Man. And a lot of that has to do with, like the movies were good. Like, Homecoming was good. The second one was good. Far From Home, good, you know, good movies, really good movies. you know, he does an amazing job, you know, being Spider-Man and Peter Parker. But it's a bit too kiddy at points. It's really kiddy at points, and it's a little weird to see this like 20-year-old being a you know, kid trying to be a kid. And he's a great actor, so he does it well, but like, you know, when you put that into perspective, it's a little ridiculous, right? And that's why I think with this movie, clearly not trying to spoil anything, but like the way that this, you know, all goes down, it's like this, you know, it's going to be a long time till we get another Spider-Man movie, bro. It's going to be a while till we get another one. And I like that. Tom Holland's going to level up. He's going to age up. And yeah, it's going to be a whole, maybe not a whole different, but it's going to be a different type of a Spider-Man from the Homecoming type of saga series. Like, it's going to be more about like Spider-Man and not like with Tony Stark, Doctor Strange, like, you know, it's Spidey, you know, and that's what I like. That's what I really like. And this movie just really delivered on all points and really just shocked me. It didn't shock me, but it like, it just, they really did it justice, bro. They really, really did it justice. Like, I can't even, you know, I don't want to say anything, but it's just like, man, they did this shit justice, man. If you haven't seen it, come back to the spoilers and like, bro, you got to come back to the spoilers and like, you can, you'll know what I'll talk about it. But like, bro, they just do it so much justice, everything that you would want. I'm telling you. But yeah, I've been kind of just like ranting. I mean, that's what I usually do, but like this one especially, I'm just like fucking ranting, bro. And I guess I'm kind of good at that, just like grabbing the mic, ranting. But yeah, for this movie, ultimately, aside from the first 20 minutes, I really, really loved everything. Really loved it. There's a few things just here and there that maybe just weren't the best, but also, you know, when you're looking at the grand scale of this film, it's fucking amazing, bro. It's fucking amazing. I'm telling you, bro. The pacing after that first 20 minutes, great. Oh my God, the action, just the characters, the actors' performances, the writing, the just so many things that I can't even talk about because of sport. Like, I'm telling you, they did it so well. So well. Like, you know, you're getting hyped for what's going to be happening in the future for Marvel and Spider-Man. I'm like, oh, it's so good. It's so good. It was worth the wait, motherfuckers. It was worth the fucking wait. That's all I can say. Been waiting for this movie for months, you know, long ass time, bro. Maybe a year, like a fucking so long, bro. I've been waiting for this movie, and I'm telling you, it was worth the damn wait. I think the shit got pushed back because of COVID too. Yeah, it did. I'm pretty sure. And wow, it's just amazing. It's just fucking amazing, bro. You really need to watch this movie. My final rating for this movie is going to be a 9 out of 10. And it is a 10 out of 10 Spider-Man film. Okay, maybe not 10 out of 10, but like 9.5 out of 10 Spider-Man film. Okay? It's just... it's so good. It's so good. It's my favorite, probably, Marvel movie, honestly. Maybe. I mean, yeah, I would say it's my favorite Marvel movie because it combines the things I love. Like, Spider-Man, I love fucking Spider-Man. And then it's like, you know, it's a Marvel movie. It's got these awesome action. The Spider-Man villains. Spider-Man has some of the best villains. That's why he's so popular. Not only is it Spider-Man that's awesome. You know, Spider-Man's the GOAT, right? He's the GOAT of superheroes. But then you got these villains, bro. He has some of the dopest villains in you know, Marvel comic, you know, history and cinematic history, like Marvel cinematic history, not like cinematic history, but like, you know, he's got the Green Goblin. He's got Sandman. He's got Venom. He's got like, you know, all Dr. Octavius, like all these. He's got the Lizard, like just the people in this movie. He's got the Scorpion, the Rhino, like. I'm telling you, that's why Spider-Man's also so popular, is because of the villains, and the villains are done so much justice in the film. Not only by the actors' performances, but by the writing. Jesus, by the writing. Like, these characters, like, their arcs, so good that I can't even get into, like, because of spoilers, obviously. But man, it's just, they did wonders. They did wonders in the writing department. They did wonders in the editing department with the pacing of this film after the first 20 minutes. And like, wow, you know, as a Spider-Man fan, you gotta love it. you gotta love this shit, bro. You really gotta love this shit. But yeah, I'm just ranting. I give this movie a 9 out of 10. You have to watch this movie. Even if you were a motherfucker that hardly likes Marvel. Even if you a motherfucker that hardly likes Marvel, you're watching it, bro. Like, those people are watching it. The people are like, oh yeah, I kind of like Marvel. Oh yeah, I fuck with that. Like, bro, they're watching the movie. Like, this is going to be the best-selling movie of the year, easily of the year. But like, you know, it's going to do numbers, like Endgame type numbers, maybe even more than Endgame. Like I said, you know, this is going to be like the biggest movie, not because it deserves to be. It really, really deserves to be. And I really hope you don't get spoiled on it. I really hope you get to experience it, watch it, and, you know, not see any spoilers, any bullshit. So order them tickets, bro. Order them tickets. And now we get into the spoiler section. So I'm telling you, don't listen to the damn spoiler section. I know there might be a motherfucker that's like, I don't care. I'm going to listen to the damn... Don't listen to the damn spoilers. Get a ticket. Or don't. Just wait. I don't know. You're going to get spoiled anyway. I don't fucking know, bro. But just watch the damn movie. Just watch the damn movie, bro. Please. I'll buy you a damn ticket, bro. Just watch the damn movie. Please. All right, so we are now in the spoiler section. And we're going to start off, you know, with like one of the first things in the film. Please, like I said, if you have not seen the movie, turn this shit off, bro. Come back when you've seen the movie. Cuz this is a big thing I've been wanting to talk about, and it was a little not well done in the movie. It happens in the first 20 minutes of the film, and I was a little disappointed. I wasn't liking the first 20 minutes of this film, like I said. But I was so happy to see this motherfucker pop up, bro. I was so happy to see Matt Murdock pop up. And if you don't know who Matt Murdock is, I mean, this is spoilers, of course. It is Daredevil. Daredevil from the comics, from the Netflix series even, which was so amazing. If you haven't seen the Daredevil Netflix series, that is the one Marvel, if you didn't know this, Netflix created a series of Marvel characters. Like, it's basically Marvel characters, but they're Netflix shows, like, from the comics. They had Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, and Daredevil, and I think maybe another one, I don't know. And I gotta tell you, Daredevil was the, literally the one that was, like, everyone liked. Like, it was so good. The Daredevil one was so good. The actor for Matt Murdock, what is his name? It's Charlie something. He's amazing. He's a phenomenal actor, and I'm so glad that he was able to be in this damn movie, bro. Cause, I mean, he wasn't in it for long, but wow, it's great to see him in the Marvel universe. Like, he's gonna be, you know, he's in the bag. He's in the bag for them to pull from if they want to write him into a movie. And I'm telling you, Daredevil's the shit, bro. Daredevil gonna whoop your ass, bro. This blind motherfucker will fuck you up. Telling you. So yeah, it was awesome to see him in the film, and like, I'm really glad that like, he's gonna more than likely be in a future Spider-Man film or something to do. He gonna be in the MCU, bro. You know, he's in the MCU, and like, if you ain't seen the Netflix Marvel like shows, like, I don't blame you, but that's the one you need to watch. Like, the Daredevil one's really good. The Daredevil one's really good, especially the first season. Really fucking good. It's old. It's old as hell now. Like, that shit came out 2018 maybe. I don't know. It's old now, but it is still very good, and it's just, I'm so glad that they brought his character back. I'm so glad, and it's awesome. Like it wasn't the best well done. Like, it wasn't the most like well done. Like I said, in that first 20 minutes, shit is flying by. Like, bro, we don't care about this motherfucker getting into college, bro. Do you really think we give a fuck? Do you really think we care about Tom Holland getting into college, bruh? Why is he worried about getting into college when federal agents are, like, knocking on his door and arresting him? When there's 3 helicopters outside his house, why does he care about college? Motherfucker, we don't care. Stop it. Stop. Just stop. And that's why I didn't like the first, you know, I didn't like it too much. Like, that shit. But like I said, with the Matthew Murdock cameo, awesome, so awesome. I feel like a lot of people don't really know who he is and stuff, but like, like I said, the Netflix series was phenomenal for that, for him. The Jessica Jones one was good. The Luke, I liked them all. The Iron Fist one wasn't the best, but like, you know, I as a Marvel fan, like, I fuck with them. I fuck with all those series. I've watched them all. I don't think I finished the Jessica Jones season two. Wait, maybe I did. I don't even know. But like, I really like those series. Basically, and it was just dope to see him in it. Like, it just really was. So moving on from the, you know, that cameo, obviously. Peter's trying to get into college. He's trying to get into college. He can't get into college. We don't care. Then that takes us to the he tries to like locate this girl. I forget who she is, but like she works for MIT, like the college he's trying to get into. And he wants to convince her to like let MJ and Ned in and something. And it's like, okay. And then Doc Ock shows up, bro. And this is the part of the film where it just goes crazy. It goes crazy. It really, really, really goes crazy. Like after this, it's literally so good. After that part, it's just so good. Like I love the arc, especially with Dr. Octavius. Like just the way it all plays out with him. But we'll get into that later. So they fight. Awesome fucking fight. He realizes that, you know, this Peter is not Peter. And then Peter gets like control of his like octopus arms because the nanotech, the Stark tech like took control of his like his shit. So he, yeah, we're not going to go through the entire fucking movie, but like, you know, whatever. But just the Dr. Octopus, let's talk about the Dr. Octopus character, right? He was amazing in Spider-Man 2. And if you don't fuck with Spider-Man 2, bruh, if you don't fuck with Spider-Man 2, that's insane. That is literally the movie that sparked it all. Spider-Man 2 sparked everything. In terms, like, I mean, the first Spider-Man did, because the first Spider-Man was really good, bro. It was good. It wasn't amazing. It wasn't the best ever, right? Like, I'm talking about Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man. It wasn't the best ever. It wasn't, you know, the craziest, but, like, it was good. It was a good movie. The Sam Raimi trilogy. I mean, the third one wasn't very good. But the Spider-Man 2? Spider-Man 2 is one of the best comic book movies ever made. Even still, I'd say it's top five. With the End Games, with the Infinity Wars. Like, it's still up there. It used to be the best. The shit came out in 2008. Spider-Man 2 came out in 2008. And it still holds up CGI-wise. Like, because they used a lot of practical effects. Sam Raimi, really did use a lot of practical effects, and then the movie aged phenomenally, I think. Like, of course, like the CGI is not quite as on point, but just like the fact that you can still watch it and it's not like so awful, like CGI, it's like crazy. And Alfred Molina, that's his name, I remember his name, the man that plays he's the actor for Dr. Octavius, man, he's just phenomenal actor, bro. Did so good for this character. So amazing. And that's what I love about this movie. You know, fuck it. We might as well just get to it. We might as well just, you know, just say it, bro. This is the spoilers. This is the damn spoilers. You might as well just say it. My man Andrew and Toby, bro. Toby done showed up. Man. Bro. When, like, this shit was so good. So good the way they did it. Because, like, this man Ned can apparently open these portals now, which is like, okay, so that's a little ridiculous. Like, okay, y'all are really trying to keep Ned in the story, like giving him powers and shit. Like, okay, you know, all right, you know, so much is going on, we're not even gonna acknowledge how that's a little goofy, but all right, man. Ned can just open up portals and shit. So he's trying to open up portals to Peter Parker, and I mean, he does. He opens up two, you know, he opens up a portal to Peter Parker. And it's Andrew Garfield. It's so cool. So cool, man. It's just so fucking well done. So well done. Andrew Garfield did an amazing job with the comedy and just the swagger of just what he, you know, Spider-Man. Like, he just did such a great job. Like, and y'all motherfuckers gotta chill. Like, I better not be seeing people talking shit about Toby, bro. Don't be talking shit about Toby, bro. Because he was never that motherfucker. But he got the better franchise. Yeah. Toby definitely got the better franchise. So you can't say shit. Like, Toby's not the most, you know, he's not the funniest. He's not the, you know, all these different things that make Spider. He's not. But, like, motherfucker had the best trilogy. Okay, maybe Tom did now. But, like, it's, like, different. Like, you know, it was way different back then. Like when Toby was around, like he did amazing. Like Toby has the nostalgia. Like that man has my heart. Like literally, bro. I really looked up to this motherfucker. I really looked up to Spider-Man. Like I wanted to be that shit. I wanted to be Spider-Man and like help people and like, you know, and like Toby, you know, I would watch these movies endlessly. Like loved these movies. Loved Toby Maguire. Like, I thought he did awesome. Like, of course, you know, he wasn't the best Peter Parker. He wasn't the best Spider-Man, obviously. But also that has to do with writing as well. Like, the jokes, like, he didn't, like, do, you know, those little jokes that Spider-Man does when he's fighting. Like, he didn't do them often because, maybe the writers didn't write them in. And also, Toby's a little awkward, bruh. I agree. And maybe, you know, he doesn't deliver them the best. But he did a good job. You know, if you go back and watch these movies, like, you know, when there's a joke, it was funny. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he would say something pretty funny. But man, when I saw Toby in this film, in Spider-Man No Way Home, I started crying, bro. I started crying because it kind of brought shit, like, full circle to me, bro. Because I was like, damn. Like, that's Toby. That's fucking Toby. I used to watch this motherfucker when I was 12. When I was a little kid. When I was a little kid, this dude inspired me, you know? He really, like, I looked up to him. I really, really, really looked up to him. And I get it, it's an actor, you know, and he wasn't actually fucking Spider-Man, but I really looked up to his ass. Like, and he really, like, meant a lot to me. Like, of, like, what I wish, like, you know, what everyone wants to be. Like, everyone wants to be a damn superhero. Like, everyone would want that, but to help people and, like, shit like that. And to, like, you know, live your life with these morals and, like, just his movie was very, like, real and, like, very, like, that's what I love about Spider-Man 2 especially. Spider-Man 2 is an amazing film, but it was very, he had so many issues that he was dealing with, like, he did the Peter Parker aspect really well, I think, that his whole story arc in Spider-Man 2, and it just, like, I just loved Peter Parker. I loved his Peter Parker. I loved his, like, Spider-Man. Like, I loved the games of him. Like, he was in the games, bro. Like, I played the shit. And just that was my Spider-Man, bro. That was my Spider-Man. And it was awesome, bro. It was just so awesome. Just getting to see his ass, like... Because I've been waiting for this shit, bro. You know, we've seen motherfuckers say, you know, they not gonna show up. Y'all gonna be so disappointed. Ain't nobody disappointed. Ain't nobody disappointed from this movie. They all look stupid in the comments, bro. They all look stupid now. And it's funny. Because... They played a bigger part in this movie, Toby and Andrew. They played a bigger part in this movie more than anyone could have predicted. And that's crazy. They had so much screen time. They had I expected just a small cameo. You know, I expected a small cameo. Not necessarily, I mean, I haven't really thought about it because I'm just like, you know, like everyone's gone down the rabbit hole just like seeing like all the different shit like that was coming out about Spidey or coming out about like Toby and Andrew gonna possibly be in this film. And it's like I try not to get my hopes up for shit, and it's like I'm trying to not get like too fucking, you know, oh, Toby's gonna show up and it's gonna be crazy and he's gonna do all this shit. And like, you know, I thought maybe he would get a small cameo and I would be happy with it. And I was like, damn, I'm finna cry if I see this motherfucker, bro. And I did. Like, I really like just started crying when I saw his ass. Like, I was in a theater and shit, so I'm not, you know, I wasn't like bawling, you know, I wasn't like crying like crazy, but like, you know, like I said, he meant a lot to me, like, as a kid. And just seeing his ass kind of brought it all full circle. Like, you know, I'm an adult now. And, like, man, it's like, I get to see, like that dude inspired me when I was a fucking kid. You know, maybe that doesn't mean much to other people. But, like, you know, that's one of the few things I can say really did inspire me as a kid. Fucking Toby. His performance as Spider-Man. And that's what all these movies and shit are about, just like inspiring people. So it was just awesome. And man, it was really fucking well done. The whole dynamic between the three Spider-Mans, dude, it was so good. It was so good. The way Spider-Man, no, did I just say Spider-Man? I meant Toby. The way Toby was kind of like the big brother of the group, and then Andrew was like that cocky teenager, and then, like, you know, Tom Holland was like the kid. Like, it was so good. The dynamic. There's like, bro, they did it so well. The web shooters. I love that they addressed that. I love that they addressed it, and they did it so good. Like, motherfucker asked, Andrew asked if, like, it comes out of anywhere else. Like, what did y'all think when he said that, bro? Yeah, I think we all know. Like, it was just so well done. It was so well done. Like, you couldn't have asked as a Spider-Man fan for something better. Like, honestly, like, man, they did Toby's character and Toby's villain's character so much justice. That's why I loved it. Like, Andrew, we all fuck with Andrew. Andrew did a great job in this movie. He was a great, you know, the first Amazing Spider-Man was good. The first Amazing Spider-Man was good. The second one was trash, but it wasn't his fault. You know, he did a good job in that movie, but the script was trash. Like, the movie, like, a lot of that movie was just trash, and it's not his fault. He did a good job as Spider-Man, but, you know, there's a reason a third one did not happen. And, like, man, Toby just got the send-off he fucking deserved, bro. He got the send-off he fucking deserved. And I'm just so happy, bro. The whole fight scene with all three of them, the way that they got to, like, chill out for a bit and, like, just, like, they were creating the shit, like, the way they're all fucking Spider-Man and they're all smart, it was so fucking well done, you know? And you don't expect it to be, like, well done. Like, you know, you try not to get your hopes up. You try not to... Everyone thought they weren't going to be in the movie for, like, very long. And, like, you don't know what to think. You don't know what to think. Like, you know, people are saying, oh, my God, they're going to be in the movie for, like, so long. And they're going to be doing crazy stuff. And then, like, you see, they're not even going to be in the movie. Y'all are stupid as hell. And then, like, you know, you don't know what to think. You don't know what to think. But, man, we can at least say that they did it fucking amazing. They did it amazing. Like, if you're a Spider-Man fan, even if you're not one, you know, it made you feel something. It made you feel something just seeing... It meant something. It's just so good. It's just so good. Paying homage to the past Spider-Man. Like, you just really couldn't have asked for them to do the whole Spider-Man, like, Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield dynamic better. Like, you can really tell that the writers... They just fucking bodied it. And, like, it was just crazy, like, coming to the realization, like, holy shit, what am I watching on screen, bro? Like, when I saw Toby show up, I was like, oh my God. Like, I, like, sat up in my seat, like, I started crying a little, like, you know, a bit, and, like, I'm just like, holy shit, it's fucking Toby. Like, when I saw Andrew, I was like, holy shit, it's Andrew. Like, holy fuck, this is the moment. But I was like, fuck, is Toby gonna show up? Like, are they going to do this bullshit where Toby doesn't show up? Like, that would be so crazy if, like, Toby Maguire didn't show up in this movie. I would have been so mad. And, maybe not mad, just disappointed. Like, fuck, Toby didn't show up. Because that motherfucker meant so much to me, bro. He just meant so much to me. Like, I fucking love Toby Maguire. He's just so awesome, man. I love the clip where he's yelling at the paparazzi, get the fuck out of the way. I fucking love that. I fucking... Have you seen that clip? Have you seen the clip of him yelling at the paparazzi to get the fuck away from his car? That's my Spider-Man, bro. And everyone loves the fucking Spider-Man 3 memes. Who doesn't love the Tobey Maguire memes, bro? He's the GOAT, bro. He's the fucking GOAT. Toby's the GOAT, bro. And just when I saw his ass, I'm like, fuck, this man. And then when you see them all work together and, like, it's all playing out on screen, you're just like, shit, this is happening. This is happening. The shit I waited a year plus for, you know, it's happening and it's done so well. I can't wait to rewatch this movie. Like, I'm seeing Tobey fucking Maguire in 2022, this motherfucker that I used to watch when I was fucking 12 years old. When I was fucking 8 years old, bro, I used to watch him. And I'm seeing him again. He's older, bro. He's way older. And I'm just like, wow, fucking Tobey, you know? Like, motherfuckers can say, like, nostalgia and shit. Like, yeah, you right, bruh. You right. It is a lot of nostalgia. But, like, also, like, honestly, like, if you think Andrew Garfield, like, fuck the Spider-Man shit. Like, fuck who thinks, like, the better Spider-Man. Like, let's just talk about the movies. Andrew has this motherfucker beat, bruh. Andrew has... I mean, not Andrew. Toby has, you know, Andrew beat easily. So, like... Don't even come at me with that shit, bro. Like, Spider-Man 2, or The Amazing Spider-Man 2 was trash. And Spider-Man 2 was legendary. So just stop. Just stop. And then the first Amazing Spider-Man was decent. It was decent. It was like a good Spider-Man film. But you know, it was the same origin shit. We've seen it. And it wasn't that great. Like, it was good, but it just wasn't that great. But, like, you know, Andrew's a great Spider-Man. Toby had way better films and was a good Spider-Man. Like, and he has nostalgia, bro. Like, that motherfucker, like, has so many motherfuckers that looked up to him as a kid. And I'm one of them. Like, I really did look up to him. And, yeah, man, just they did it beautifully. They really did it beautifully. So that's, you know, that's me talking about the whole other Spider-Man showing up. So let's talk about, like, the ending of the film and the way, like, Aunt May dies, bro. Yeah, fucking Aunt May dying. You know, I was a little bit like, damn, she really died. Like, that shit was sad, bro. That shit was sad. Like, I mean, I didn't cry with that, like, at that shit, but like, I was like, damn. I was like, damn. She gone, too. And she dropped the line, bro. And I really love how that how they tied that in, where she said, with great power comes great responsibility. How they tied that in with, you know, Uncle Ben dying in Toby's fucking trilogy. And then I think Uncle Ben said it in Andrew's as well. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that happened too. So it was really cool how they tied that in. Like I said, the writing here is next level. The callbacks, even the callbacks between the banter of the Spider-Mans, bro. All these little Easter eggs, like, with the banter. The banter was insane. These little jokes, like, they really did it so well in this, like, ending of the film. Like, the action was so on point. The way that Andrew Garfield saves MJ, he saves her. And, you know, he knows what to do this time. He doesn't give, you know, this MJ whiplash. You know, oh my God. When I saw that in the theater, I was like, what the fuck? In The Amazing Spider-Man 2, I think, when she died, bruh, I was like, holy shit. Did her neck just snap back? Like, why did they do that? Man, that's a little much. Like, her neck snapped back and shit, and I was like, oh my God. They really just killed her like that. And, like, you know, whatever. Like, that film, we're not talking about Amazing Spider-Man 2, but, yeah, and it's really awesome, like, the way he saved MJ and, like, you know, we all knew how, like, that meant, like, because he knew what to do. He, like, and he wishes he could have did that with Gwen Stacy. I mean, did I say, like, he saved MJ, like, his MJ? No, it was Gwen Stacy that he saved. And, like, it's awesome to see that he saved MJ the way he wished he could have saved, you know, Gwen Stacy. Just, there's so much to talk about, honestly, and I'm just, like, kind of ranting, but, like, bro, and I'm tired as fuck. I'm so fucking tired. But man, it's just such an amazing movie. Such an amazing movie, honestly, bro. I love the way that the villains got wrapped up. The way Willem Dafoe, I mean, he had a great performance, of course, but like, just that ending scene with, you know, I was pissed there for a second when Tom Holland's beating the shit out of fucking Norman Osborn and, fucking Toby comes and saves his ass, like, or saves, you know, Norman from getting, you know, fucking stabbed by the glider, and then Toby gets stabbed. I thought they were gonna kill him off. I really thought they were gonna kill off Toby Maguire right there. I was gonna be so mad, cause I was gonna be like, why are you killing him? Like, why are you killing off Toby Maguire, like, right here? This is just weird. And like, Tom Holland's just being an idiot. Like, he was being kind of like stupid in the beginning of the film. Like I said, the beginning of the film was a little bit strange with the, like, Aunt May was trying to, like, rehabilitate this old dude, like, even though he's, like, a bad, like, I don't know what was going, like, that part was weird. I don't know if that was, like, right in the beginning. Yeah, that wasn't in the beginning, but that whole thing that they tried to string with Aunt May trying to rehabilitate this dude, like, rehabilitate the villains, like, what you mean? Like, we help people. Like, come on, bro. That's corny. Stop it. Stop it, Aunt May. But, I mean, I guess they did help him, huh? But yeah, I thought they were gonna kill off Toby, and I got like really like confused for a second, because I'm like, do we really need to kill him? Like, he got stabbed, but like, you know, he's been stabbed before, like in the other movie, so he was fine. There's so much to talk about, and just like, I'm just ranting here, but like, man, I think we can honestly like all say, you know, if you're listening to this and you've seen the movie, like, man, they did a great job, bro. They did a fucking phenomenal job. And you know, Doctor Strange casts the spell and everyone forgets who the fuck Peter Parker is, because all the other villains were coming too. Like, I think So basically, Doctor Strange was looking through, but there's like this galaxy thing, and motherfuckers was finna come in. I swear I saw the scorpion, bruh. I saw a little scorpion tail. So I'm guessing all the villains from other dimensions, right, were finna hop in this bitch. So, you know, they had to do something. So Peter's like, you know what, let's do it. Let's forget, everyone forgets me. And yeah, everyone forgot who he was. And I really loved that. I think it was so well done, especially the very ending of the film where, you know, him and Zendaya are, like, you know, I mean, they obviously were like together or something. And like, and, you know, he goes to her shop, her like coffee donut shop thing. And he orders a coffee and he wants to tell her, like, cause I mean, clearly she doesn't know who he is anymore. So he wants to like try and rekindle it, but like he really can't. And he has to really accept that he can't. And he has to like move on in a lot of ways. And I just thought it was really like beautiful, like that moment. I think that scene, that whole scene really was amazingly well done. And it like kind of like inspires like a lot of hope into like the character and like growth for the character as well. The way he can just like has to like accept that, you know, that like he can't really do anything in this situation. He can't fix it. He could try this. He prepared a little speech. Like he was like, "Hey, I'm Peter Parker," and he was gonna like say all the shit, but he just, you know, couldn't do it. Like, because he shouldn't do it, because it would be ridiculous. Like, she doesn't know who he is, you know, because of the, after the spell, no one knew who he was. Not even Ned. Ned was fucking eating a donut, doing some homework. He didn't give a fuck about Peter, you know? And I just thought that scene was so well done, the way he just had to, like, in that moment, he had to, like, make that decision and just understand that it's different now. This is a new chapter. Like, this is, like, he has to accept it. He has to move on from that, you know? Like, the growth that he had to, like, do to not, like, you know... I think that the Spider-Man's headed in such a great direction. I think it's headed in such a fucking phenomenal direction, especially with this ending of this film. Tom Holland's Spider-Man is not going to be this little kitty loser, not loser, but like this little awkward, like goofy, like kitty, you know, guy anymore. Like, as Tom Holland obviously will age, it's probably going to be another 3 years till we get a Spider-Man movie. Hopefully, you know, it'll be 3 years, maybe 2020. Maybe a Spider-Man film will come out in 2024, you know, that's what I think. And I think, you know, obviously Tom Holland's going to age and he's going to be a little bit more mature, and like, they're going to take it a different direction, because this one was obviously the homecoming shit, you know, the home trilogy was, the kitty, not kitty, but like it was high school, the high school shit. And, I think it's going to age up and going to be like some real Spider-Man shit. Like with Spider-Man 2, like look at Spider-Man 2, man. It was, you know, he was in college, right? And he was, you know, mature. He was like an adult, you know? He wasn't just like this little kid. And I really want to see Tom Holland like be that. I think it's a great thing that Spider-Man's going to go into. Because this trilogy was great. You know, the three movies of Tom Holland, he did great. Great movies, great writing, great pacing, great, you know, stories, great, all this shit. But, you know, I can see why people don't like a lot of aspects about it. It's like a little too goofy, a little too kiddy at some points. And but overall, very good. Especially this movie. Fucking phenomenal. And yeah. Man, this is going to be crazy, man. Marvel's just still cranking them out. Marvel is still cranking them out. It's crazy. And like I said, with the final scenes of this movie, love the MJ shit where he has to confront that and like accept that. And then he moves into this apartment. The dude says the rent's due at the first of the month, moves into this damn apartment, and it's like, damn, you know, he alone, you know, this motherfucker's alone. Like, he's got to do this shit himself, you know, and he becomes like, he gonna have to become real, like a real, the real Spider-Man, bro. Cause, you know, he was with Aunt May, you know, and like going to school and like all this little, man went on a fucking field trip in the second movie. Like, what kind of goofy shit is it? You know what I mean? He was on a field trip? Really? you know, why is Spidey, like, come on, Spidey. You know, but now he's like, he's gonna age, he's gonna be an adult. Like, and it's gonna be awesome to see it. Like, he's checking the police scanner, and he has the classic suit, bro. Bro, the classic suit. He had the classic suit. That was so good. That was so good. Like, oh my god. I want to rewatch it so I can see that classic suit too. Man. Man. That's so awesome that they did that, man. So he has the classic suit. You know, he's all alone. And this is like the new chapter for Spider-Man. Like, who knows, maybe Ned and MJ, you know, they're going to rekindle, like, you know, they'll find each other again, you know, become friends, and, you know, him and MJ can become like that again. But, you know, he had to accept that he can't do that. You know, he can't, like, confront them and, like, try and, like, make this work. Like, he has to, like, move on. He has to really, you know, he has to fucking move on from that shit. And it's crazy, man. It's just so good. And I love the way the Spider-Man characters changed and, not changed, but, you know, headed. And even, I heard, like, Tom Holland, like, something he had said was, like, you know, this, after this movie, like, the whole Spider-Man shit's gonna change. Like, it's not gonna be the same shit. So, like, we literally have confirmation that, like, it's gonna be different. And that's what I think's awesome. And I mean, like, man, like, he just fought, like, fucking six villains, you know? I mean, he had Toby and Andrew, but, like, oh, it's so good. It's so good. So I can't wait to see, like, maybe Scorpion shows up. Maybe Venom shows up. Because in the end scene credits, man, in the end scene credits, if you didn't wait to watch those credits, you a clown. But, like, let me tell you. So basically, Eddie Brock was there, like, from the Venom shit. And, like, I didn't even watch the second Venom movie. Like, I don't really like the Venom shit too much. And here's why. I think it's a little goofy as well. Like, bro, why is Venom so, like, kind of cringe? Like, why is he, like, they try to make him a little too funny. Like, it's fucking Venom. Why is this fucking alien, like, you know, acting like a, it's just a little weird. It's a little weird. Like, it's fun. It's kind of funny, but, like, I don't know. You would think this alien would really, you know, you would think Venom would kind of be more of a bad guy than a good guy, right? You would kind of think. And with the Venom movies, he's, like, kind of a good guy. It's weird. It's just weird, man. But I get it. They got to sell tickets, so they can't really, you know, they got to make him the MC. And, you know, a main character can't really be a bad guy in a lot of ways. Maybe they're just scared to do that. I don't know. But I'll probably watch the Venom 2 very soon here. I'll probably watch that shit. But yeah, man. Basically, in the end, very end credit scene, or not the very end, but that's the Doctor Strange shit. But the symbiote got left in this universe. Like, a little piece of Venom got left in the universe. So Venom could show up in another Spider-Man movie in Tom Holland's universe. That's crazy, man. That's gonna be crazy. Venom could show up. I'm hoping, like, I want to see Venom done really well. I want to see Venom done really well. Because in Spider-Man 3, it wasn't done the best. It really wasn't. It was done pretty good. Like, I mean, the CGI looks good. Like, you know, the actor did pretty good. But overall, like, you know, even Sam Raimi, the director of the film, was like, yeah, didn't do that the best. You know, didn't know the character that well. You know, the Spider-Man 3 is a fucking debacle. Like, it's a fucking, you know, shit show overall. But, you know, it's not the worst film in the world. Like, shit was better than Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man 2. You know, that's for sure. Holy shit, yeah. Spider-Man 3 is way better than The Amazing Spider-Man 2. If anyone says that it's not, like, you just a fucking Toby hater or, like, something. Like, bruh, the Amazing Spider-Man 2 was shit, bruh. It was really fucking shit. Like I said, not Andrew's fault. It's just the story, like, the writer's fault. Like, that story was shit. And, like, Jamie Foxx didn't do that great. Like, he looked stupid. he looked like some weird shit, bro. He was blue. Why was he blue? And I love how Jamie Foxx in this movie just, like, his redesign, like, he's not so blue. He's not so fucking blue. He's just Jamie, you know, and, like, he gets yellow a little bit. It's way better. It's way better. So yeah, man. Phenomenal fucking movie. Phenomenal fucking movie. They did everything justice, everything you could have wanted. And if you're a fucking huge Spider-Man fan, you were happy, you know? Even if you were a mild Spider-Man fan, you were happy. It doesn't fucking matter, bro. That's how good this fucking film is. It's just fucking amazing. It's gonna sell out. It's gonna... Maybe not sell out, because, I mean, how could it sell out? It's fucking, you know, movie theater shit, but, like, it's gonna do numbers. It is going to do fucking numbers in the box office. That is for shit sure. And, man, I've been talking about it for a fucking hour. Spoilers for the movie. You know, I think we hit all the good ones. We hit all the good spoilers. We hit the Matt Murdock shit. Crazy. Awesome. If you're, you know, Daredevil fan, you're like, holy shit, oh, that was so cool. I'm so glad. I wish it, like, it kind of sucks because, like, the whole Matt Murdock being in this film got leaked. And, like, his cameo wasn't very anything special, but it's still awesome to see him in the film. And then we hit on the, you know, the fucking Spider-Man's in the movie, Tobey Maguire shit, Andrew Garfield shit. Like, it's so good. That whole dynamic was so good. You couldn't have asked for it to be played out better, bro. Like, this blew everyone's expectations out of the water. Like, a lot of people weren't even expecting them to show up, like, from, you know, I was just hoping for, like, you know, a 30-second cameo, like, Tobey Maguire, like, pops in, helps him out, or, like, you know, drops a dope line, you know, or something. You know, I was hoping for something. And, motherfucker, we got the shits. We got the shits with this. So happy. So happy. It's fucking awesome. It's fucking awesome, man, to see Toby again. Have you seen, like, the media? The media was following him. The fucking paparazzi. Hey, yo, Toby. Some dude was like, hey, yo, Toby, you in the new Spider-Man? You in the new movie? And he just, like, looked at him. He's like, nah, man. Like, what can he even say? You know, it's crazy how all that shit that leaked out, it's like, you know, they was really in the movie. They even leaked one of the frames from the movie of, maybe not frame, but it was like a set photo of Andrew on the pole when they're on the Statue of Liberty about to fight everyone. He's like kind of like leaning on the pole a little bit, and he's like doing this pose, and like people said it was fake, it was deep faked and shit. Like, nope, that motherfucker was in the movie, you know? So it's like crazy to see that, just all these things like that we like saw piece by piece, but we can't really trust it. We don't want to get our hopes up. I didn't. And like, we just don't know what to fucking think. We don't know what to think. Are they going to play a huge part? Are they going to play like a, you know, a 5-minute part? But they really played like a 20 plus minute part and got a lot of screen time, way more than everyone expected. I honestly think, I don't think you could have expected, you know, more than that. That's just crazy how well done it was, man. Just crazy. And as a Spider-Man fan, like, man, fucking love that shit, man. Fucking awesome. They did Andrew justice. But that's the biggest thing. They did Toby justice, bro. They did Toby Maguire fucking justice. Toby Maguire got fucking justice in this fucking movie, bro. Because like with Spider-Man 3, I mean, obviously it wasn't the best, but like it was still a decent movie. And like, you know, he played Spider-Man for like, you know, 10 plus years, bro. From 2000 to fucking 2009. You know, or you know, about 10 years. And like, man, his villains, Dr. Octavius, beautiful story arc, the way that he redeems himself, fucking loved it. Fucking so well done in this movie. That was, I fucking loved the way that played out. Because if you've seen Spider-Man 2, like, Dr. Octavius is fucking awesome. Him and Peter are fucking, you know, buddies. You know, Dr. Octavius is a good fucking dude. He's a good fucking dude. And then getting this, like, Alfred Molina just bodies that little switch of, you know, going from the mean Dr. Octavius to, like, becoming Dr. Octavius. Like, the one he was in Spider-Man 2, just, like, this nice dude. Love that. Fucking love that. And I love how, like, just all these characters just got the great send-off that they deserved. I mean, Norman Osborn died in the first Spider-Man. Like, you know, if you ain't seen the first Spider-Man, bro, like, that's a fucking L. Like, you know, come on, bro. You know, I think they even said it in the movie. They literally said it in the movie. So, yeah, that's not even a spoiler for, like, they literally said it in this movie that he died. So, yeah, man. You know, I mean, it was just awesome to see him in this fucking movie. And then, like, Toby's send-off, you know, Andrew. You know, they just all got a fucking proper send-off. They all got a proper send-off and acknowledged by, like, you know, the new MCU. Because when the Avengers started up, bruh, when, like, 2011 and shit is when the shit really started. I think that's when the first Avengers came out. And, you know, Spider-Man 3 had came out in 2009. So it's very close. They're very close in time, right? 2009, Spider-Man 3 drops. They were going to make a Spider-Man 4. I've seen all this shit, bro. They were going to make a Spider-Man 4, and they had, like, the Vulture was going to be in this shit. This shit was crazy. Look it up on fucking YouTube. Like, it has, like, a million plus views. Like, the whole Spider-Man 4 plot. The fourth Sam Raimi Spider-Man. You know, that shit was going to come out. And, you know, it just got canceled. It didn't play out, like, obviously. They went a whole different direction with Andrew, and then clearly we got to Tom. But the Spider-Man 3 movie and the Avengers were very close. They were very close in time. And a lot of people were like, hey, where's that motherfucker Spider-Man? And I was there. I was like, yo, where's Spidey, bruh? Okay, maybe the Avengers didn't come out in 2011. I think it came out maybe 2012, 2013. I don't know. But we were, like, a lot of fans were like, where's Tobey Maguire? Like, because I don't think that one movie was out yet. The Amazing Spider-Man was not out yet. And we were just like, yo, where's Toby? What's up with Toby? Is Spider-Man going to be in the Avengers? And safe to say, he was not. He was not in the... I saw this one fucking meme, bro. This shit pissed me off. And this shit actually pissed me off. Like, when I was, like, a fucking kid, because I was such a Spider-Man fan. And, like, it was a meme of, like making fun of Spider-Man because he's not in the Avengers. It was like... It was basically, I forget what it said exactly, but it was like something to do with like why Tobey Maguire's not in the or why Spider-Man's not in the Avengers, and it showed like a can of like Raid-X, like, you know, bug spray, and then it showed the fucking Spider-Man hand like curled up like it was a fuck, you know, like basically just making fun of fucking, that shit pissed me off. I was like, fuck you, man, please put Tobey in it, please. But man. You know, Toby, I think Toby's just amazing, man. Like, he's not the best actor. He's a very good actor. He's a very good actor, but, like, you know, something a little awkward about... I love Tobey Maguire, man. Something's a little awkward about him. You know, even in this film, he's a little awkward, you know? And it's just, man, I love Toby. You know, just look at that man. He's just awesome. You know, he's just a good dude. I fuck with Toby so hard. And I really love when he yelled at the paparazzi to get the fuck away from his car. Ah, fucking love it. But man, yeah. Just what a perfect send-off for these characters, and what a perfect send-off for the Homecoming trilogy of, you know, Tom Holland's Spider-Man. And wow, you know, this is, you know, the Spider-Man Endgame. This was the Spider-Man Endgame, bro. It was so fucking well done. It was so fucking well done. I can't even get over this. But, man. Hey, and in the trailer, bruh. In the trailer, when the lizard got kicked or punched. Everyone thought he got punched. And he did. He got kicked, right? Like, we saw it. And he got kicked, bruh. He got kicked. So they CGI'd out. I forget who kicked him. But, like, someone kicked him in the face. And yeah, they CGI'd it out. Like, but that's the thing. That's the thing. Marvel knew everyone was going to be looking at that, bro. Marvel already knew. Like, like, trust me, bro. Marvel has looked at every, like, frame damn near of their trailer. They obviously knew that they showed, you know, the lizard getting punched by nothing. But... That's how smart Marvel is, bro. That's how smart they are. Like, they already knew, like, people are gonna, like, act like they're so smart and, like, who punched the lizard? Did a ghost punch him? They obviously CGI'd him out. Like they're so smart or something. But it's like, that's exactly what they want. They want you to talk about the movie on TikTok. They want you to talk about the movie on social media. They're, you know, they're marketers. Like, they're not stupid. That's for sure. You know, so, like, man, it's just awesome, though. Just to see this all play out and, you know. I'm so glad that I wasn't disappointed, honestly. So glad that I wasn't fucking disappointed, because, man, just was really looking forward to this, and it didn't disappoint, man. That's just awesome. Fucking love Spider-Man. I can't wait to rewatch this damn movie. And wow. Fucking love Tobey Maguire, bro. Tobey got his send-off. Man, if you a Tobey Maguire fan, you just gotta fucking love it, man. You just gotta love it. Okay. 1 hour and 10 minutes. I'ma wrap it up, bro. I'ma wrap it the fuck up. But man, just awesome, bro. Just fucking awesome. Thank you so much for listening to this review. Or just, you know, I don't know what the fuck this was. This is just a dude talking into a mic about fucking Spider-Man No Way Home. Just a fucking awesome movie, man. I'm gonna buy this on, you know, whenever we can buy it on DVD or like Blu-ray, whatever the fuck. I'm definitely getting this shit because I just loved it, man. And I just love that it sent off like all these characters, man. I just can't get over that, how well executed it was. We just gotta like be happy about how well executed it was. Marvel's the masters of execution in terms of like executing like this idea. Like, you know, it's a great idea. Like, let's have Andrew Garfield, you know, show up in this movie. Let's have Tobey Maguire show up in this movie, and they help Tom Holland fight these 5 villains. That's a good idea. Now execute it, motherfucker. They did execute it. Jesus, it was so good, so good. Love it, man. Love it. But yeah, like I said, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for chilling with me, bro. Thank you for chilling with me. If anyone actually fucking listen to this shit, I'm gonna try to get some sort of like anime review out. Maybe if I like end up watching an anime. I don't know if I will. Maybe I will. Like, I don't know. I've been kind of like, you know, a lot of this like the fitness shit takes up a lot of my day, like a lot of my time and like energy. Like, it takes up a lot, you know. And I've just been like kind of figuring out like what I'm gonna do like with this voice acting shit, like. Haven't really been fucking with it like I have, like, and it's like ridiculous because it's like I feel like I'm letting like a lot of people down with like you know, about to hit 500k on TikTok. Like, holy shit, 500,000 on TikTok. Like, what the fuck? And it's just like I don't even want to do this shit anymore. Like, I just don't even want to fucking do it. And like these, like I made these stupid ass Roblox videos, and like it's just me like trolling people on Roblox, like in like Deku and Bakugo's voice, and like people want more of that, but like I don't want to do fucking Roblox shit, bro. I don't want to do this shit. So, and it's just, you know, I just can't find the motivation to fucking do that shit. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, after like I exert so much like energy into like fucking working out, and then it's like I go for a walk, and then it's like, you know, I make sure like everything I'm eating is in order, and like I prepare the food, and like I just do all these things, like, you know, that's like fucking 5-6 hours right there, bro. Okay, maybe like 5, you know. I wake up, you know, then 5 hours go by or so, and it's like, damn, it's like, and then I get, you know, to sit down, it's like, okay, what are we gonna do? And it's just like I can't find the fucking motivation to do this shit. Like, I don't know, man. I don't even know why I'm talking about this shit, but yeah. So I'm just trying to figure out like what I'm really gonna do with the whole otaku shit. Like, you know, I mean, this is obviously the fucking podcast, whatever the fuck, but just trying to figure out what I'm gonna do with that shit. Cause I'm, in all honesty, I'm very close to giving up. Not giving up, but not doing it. I think, like, I've kind of outgrown it in a lot of ways, and I obviously want to focus on other things in my life, but, like, I have a bunch of ideas, I have these things, but, like, I just can't do it, you know what I mean? I just can't find this motivation to do it, like, in terms of, like, I don't know. I don't know, bro. I just don't know. Like, it doesn't make me happy. Like, even, like, posting this shit and, like, even though, like, a bunch of people see it and like it, like, I don't fucking get it. Like, I don't fucking like this shit, bro. I don't fucking know. But I'm gonna figure that shit out for sure. And, you know, I'm not that good at voice impressions. Like, I'm decent. Like, obviously, I can do them pretty good. Like, the Deku and the Bakugo, Todoroki, like, all these stupid fucking impressions and shit. Like, but I mean, like, I've obviously done them for so long, and it's like they're not that hard to do, and it's like I got better and better and better, but like, I'm trying to learn new ones and shit, and it's just like, you know, I just liked voice acting, you know? And then like, I don't give a fuck about impressions and shit. I just don't know how to make content out of really voice acting shit, you know? I guess it's just like a little life update. Maybe I'll do that, a little life update. I don't fucking know. So I'm just trying to, I don't know. I'm just very close to fucking moving on from this, from not the podcast, I suppose, because like, I don't know, I'm just lonely. So like, I guess talking into a microphone just gives me someone to talk to, I guess. So I guess, yeah. Yeah, I just guess that like, I don't know, the podcast ain't going nowhere, I suppose. But yeah, with the voice acting shit, I don't know, bro. I don't know. I mean, I was considering like taking like voiceover classes, and like, because they have this place in Vegas, they have this place called the Voice Actor Studio, and it's like a great studio. It's fucking awesome. It looks so cool. Like, I've seen, like, you can look it up, like thevoiceactorstudio.com. I'm pretty sure that's their website. It looks awesome. They have online like classes and shit, like, and I really am considering like taking that shit, honestly. But you know, I just got a lot of shit to figure out. I really want to keep doing the YouTube shit, like TikTok, but honestly, I'm just a bit exhausted with it. It doesn't really bring me much joy, and yeah, it just, like, you know, it just doesn't bring me joy. Like, how are you about to hit 500k on this stupid app, and like, I got 500k followers. I ain't got one friend. Damn. You know, like, how are you gonna do this shit? And it's just like, this shit don't even like make you happy. Like, I ain't even really proud of this shit, you know? So like, I'm thinking about like maybe closing that chapter, you know, on my life. Just like the whole voice acting shit. I don't know. Just gonna figure it out. Just gonna figure that shit out. So yeah, I'll figure that shit out. But you know, thank you guys for listening. If anyone's actually listened to, you know, this far in, like, holy shit. You're a real one. You're a real one, man. Hope your day's going good and shit. But the Spider-Man shit, man, the Spider-Man shit was awesome, man. Awesome fucking movie. So, yeah. I'm John. Thanks for chilling with me. And I'm out. Peace.